Send a movie idea.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where I haven't written what will happen at the next stage in my script. I'm Joel, a man who puts the lit in litigation, and across from me is John Harris, a man who fundamentally does not believe sport, or for that matter, exercise, exists. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah, I liked your joke earlier, by the way. It was good.
Which one's that?
The bit where you said that what we'd do with the film. That was good.
Yeah, because I've really written a really funny line. There isn't just a blank space in my script. Plus, excitingly, we are joined by a comedian, podcaster, and excellent bloke, Tiernan Dear.
Oh, thanks. I like the last bit of that. I've never put that on my CV before.
Have it. Well, now you can have it. Someone
That's
else
perfect.
Has said it.
Is that, do I have to, have I become, like, have I had to have qualifications to do that?
An MVQ in excellent blokery.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a course or something. Because I worry that I haven't taken it and then I'm going to like get done for like false qualifications.
Have you got a reference for this, Tim?
That's it. Like, sorry, it says you're excellent bloke, but where's the certificate? And then I'll be
Reference on request, mate. I'll pick up the phone.
Okay, that's cool.
Tim,
like
he's an excellent bloke. Yeah. See you later.
I mean, that'll do for me. If you're willing. I mean, I might get people to call you at awkward hours.
I was going to say, how many calls am I expecting on a daily basis here, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, there's probably no one that really wants to call to find out if I'm an excellent bloke or not. But on the basis of you saying that you'll give those, I'm going to try and get a lot of people to do it.
I might just set up a burner phone with a voicemail that says, hi, if you're calling to find out whether or not Tiernan is an excellent bloke, I can confirm he's an excellent
that's
bloke.
That's good. I also really like, well done, the use of burner phone. It just makes me feel like I'm in The Wire, and that's all I want in life.
I've not seen The Wire. I only know about burner phones from my previous employment.
You do a podcast about like film and TV culture, and you haven't seen The Wire. I know it's film, but you know, The Wire is like a long film, a really long film in lots of parts.
I haven't seen The Wire. I haven't seen The Sopranos.
I've not seen The Sopranos, so that's fair. I can handle that one. I've got that kind of horrific prejudice where if you haven't seen something I've seen, you're clearly a dick. But if you haven't seen something I haven't seen, it's absolutely fine.
And what about if I've seen something that you haven't seen?
Still a dick.
It's a really lose-lose situation.
I mean, it's really terrible, yeah. It doesn't.
I'm not sure that Tiernan is such a great bloke. You know?
It was really, what that was, Tiernan, was an exercise in how to call someone a dick without directly saying you're a dick. So I say to you, I haven't seen The Wire, and you go, do you know what? People that haven't seen The Wire, they're dicks.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's sort of what you want is you want people to later on, about 2 hours, like once you've left the room.
Hang on.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, what? Oh, no, I'm the dick.
I'm the dick.
Not there to deal with the kind of fallout.
That's clever.
It's like a sort of time lapse dickishness, you know, or like an insult on delay.
Yeah, you've sown the seeds of an insult, and later on that'll bloom.
Absolutely, into a horrible flower. That's what we want.
What we're here to do, instead of insinuating I'm a dick, because people have probably, I mean, if there's listeners to this, they figured that out already. They don't need to be directly told.
It's what they tune in for, isn't it? I mean, you'd want
well,
that as a
John.
Selling point. No, own it, man. Own it.
All right.
You could be an excellent dick on your CV. If you want, I'll get a burner phone. And,
this is great. This is
go.
Excellent.
Perfect.
John, have you got a film for us?
And I'm John, and I'm here. Tiernan, what I discovered from listening to you on Hip Hop Saved My Life with Ramesh is that you're a big hip-hop head. So I've saved this one from Grace for you. Fantastic Beats and Where to Rhyme Them, alternative title, Rhymes of Grindelwald. because that's the sequel's
look
surprise.
At this.
Man, I like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? I'd still quite like it to be Eddie Redmayne, because it would just be really awkward if it was Eddie Redmayne being as white as possible trying to go and find out about the best hip-hop in sort of 19th century London.
Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne! Drop that mic! That's amazing.
Right, we're out of
here. There you go, done.
Thanks for listening.
Sorted. There you go. I like that. Eddie Redmayne, and he's got to find a series of, like... Well, he's got a suitcase... Because I've never seen Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a suitcase full of monsters, and then they'll run away.
Yeah. And he goes to New York.
So he's got a suitcase full of mixtapes.
That's it.
But when people listen to them, a creature comes to life.
No, maybe he's got to lose them on the subway in New York. And then he's got to find all his Fantastic Beasts, but people are already dropping them in all the clubs, but not giving him credit. Eddie Redmayne's got to, like, bust into the clubs and try and take back ownership while dropping some fierce rhymes over the top.
If pushed, how bad do you think Eddie Redmayne would be at rapping?
Horrific. I think he'd be really horrific.
Yeah. Quick question for you. Who's the poshest rapper?
That's a really good question. The thing is, you've got people like Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer, who is... I mean, he calls it chap hop, but he's it's not particularly my thing. He's very good, he is specifically a gentleman. If you're talking like kind of actual rappers, that's tricky. But like
Drake,
Rick,
maybe?
Drake's pretty. I don't know. I'd say he's very middle class.
Yeah, yeah, very true.
Like Slick Rick is not posh, but because he's got a weird. Because he's half English and he's got an American accent, it makes him sound a bit like Lloyd Grossman when he raps.
Yeah, it does.
You better never hear this. I will die. But do you know what I mean?
The
so
Lloyd
that for
Grossman
me is,
of hip-hop.
Yeah. You're really going to like my beats.
And then, it does sound like Lloyd Grossman. Yeah. Oh, man. Would you buy Slick Rick sauces if they were available in
supermarket? Oh, man. Yeah.
I'd be all over
Slick
that.
Rick's dips. That's what it should be. Slick dips. Yeah.
Slick dips.
Yeah, it sounds. Yeah, you don't want to mess that up when saying it.
Because otherwise you'll say dick slips.
Thanks, John.
That's it, dick slips. Or slick dicks.
Yeah.
Or Slick Rick's dick slips. There's a whole world.
That's a condom brand, isn't it?
Yes, perfect.
Slick Rick's dick slips.
Slick Rick.
I haven't heard of Slick Rick. Like, Slick Rick hasn't done anything for a few years. We need to drop him a line. We can build his
merch,
with his condoms and sauces. Wine them and dine them.
Dinner and a show.
So I think we've actually covered that one, but I was just going to quickly... there's no magic involved.
Oh, I mean, you could always have an alternative. You could have an alternative where they magic beats up, but then that make me want to kill someone. It sounds like Let's Make a Hip-Hop Film for Kids, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Redman magics up some beats, and then a dog does a rap. No, it would be that sort of thing, wouldn't it?
Keep talking.
To be fair, Parappa the Rapper was a dog, and he was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's change this. Animated film where Eddie Redmayne, who happens to be what animal would he be? I'm thinking a sort of possum or something, and he's
a ginger fox.
Oh, nice. And then the red man. Yeah. Nice. That's very good. And then I feel like he should be played by Lawrence Fox. But yeah, all right. Eddie Redmayne the fox. Oh, that's weird.
You don't have to, like. If Lawrence Fishburne was in this, he wouldn't have to be a fish.
Come on, man. What are you doing? Why are you breaking the rules? Why would you break the rules? If Lawrence Fishburne, he's got to be a fish that's on fire. That's how he's got to be. You either play by the rules or you don't.
A rapping fish that's also on fire.
Mate, I'm actually preferring this idea. I don't feel like more now.
We've actually just come to pitch one film today.
This is great.
You're doing a great
job. Well, we've got the trilogy. We've got the...
Do you want one from me?
Yes, please.
This comes from Ella. It's A Bad Day to Die Hard.
Oh, because it's a good day.
Yeah, because there's the Die Hard film, A Good Day to Die Hard, which insists that, like, all the stars aligned on that day. And for Bruce Willis, it was, like, generally quite a good day to kind of get shit done.
Yeah.
But on this, like, he's got some bills to pay. He's got his tax return to file. And he's just like, this is a fucking bad day for me to be dying hard.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, if you wanted to go for one of those sort of weird meta films, like that one that's about the Don Quixote film that went wrong, you could have it about... when they attempted to film Die Hard, but it went wrong because it was a really shitty day.
Nice, like rain on set.
That's it, like it's just like, oh, it's snow, so John McClane just got to have a cup of
Bruce
tea.
Bruce Willis is looking out of his trailer window as rain pours down.
That's it. So the whole film is about how when the time they couldn't film Die Hard because it was a bad day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or, how about...
I mean, it's not as action. I mean, I should say, mine was not as action packed.
Yeah,
I like your one because there's that kind of
John McClane like trying to do things while you know picking the kids up from school, car chasing. You get a car chase on the way to the school.
Oh man, it's my dentist appointment. Yeah, and that kind of thing.
He's like he's set aside like because he's always dying hard, right? It's pretty 9 to 5, 7 days a week.
He's got a calendar and it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, die hard.
Exactly. And he's Thursday, set aside this day off, right? And he's going to get everything done. He's got an appointment at the bank in the morning, going to remortgage his house because it costs an awful lot of money dying hard all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's been out of work for so long. So he set aside this day, mortgage advisor, you know, dentist. I'm going to do my tax return in the evening. I'm going to spend some quality time with the kids. And he does all of that whilst also dying hard.
Sure, I think that's fair. Yeah. Why is he? Who's after him this time then?
That's a great question. It's a bad guy.
It's a bad guy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's what's a good villain?
Sorry, I don't think Die Hard appears in the films like as a phrase as much as it's going to appear in this one.
This is such a bad day to die hard.
I mean,
today.
I've never seen Number 5 because I don't think it's necessary, but I reckon the whole film is just, oh no, I hope I don't die hard today. I'm pretty sure that's all that happens in that one, isn't it?
Has there been Die Harder? Die Hardest? You can't give it Die Hardest.
Deaded Harding. There's loads, aren't there?
Is Deadwood? He a Tory MP?
Yeah, he's I think he's in the Lords. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go, a bad day to die hard.
I like
what
it.
What is the worst day to die hard of the week?
Of the week?
It's like Sunday would be a bummer.
Because the transport.
Place. Yeah, yeah.
If there's engineering works...
Yeah.
Nightmare.
You'd be in real trouble.
On a rail replacement service.
Yeah, imagine taking a taxi. The fare would be time and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine taking your train fight onto the rail replacement service.
Oh, that'd be great. He's like chasing down the train carriages and they pull into the last station. It's like this train terminates here. Yeah, what the fuck? They get off, they get on the bus and then continue the chase up and downstairs the bus.
That sounds great. I'm fully in for that film.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Or any bank holiday would be terrible to die hard on.
Mm, Easter Sunday.
What about this one from Lana? The Holiday of the Dead.
I mean, what's this? Like a zombie... So it's holiday park, like a zombie Butlins?
It's either zombies on holiday or it's zombies attack the film The Holiday with Jack Black, Jude Law.
Oh,
it would make
yes.
it so much more interesting if they were trapped inside that house and they had to fend off a zombie attack.
I think that they're in that house and they don't make any reference to the zombies, but occasionally they're just at the windows.
And then you could have one of them leaves to get something and is killed by a tree.
Nice.
Like Evil Dead.
Nice.
And then comes back all possessed.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them have to like fight them and cut their head off.
Maybe one of them is, you know, the classic trope where one of them's been bitten but they don't reveal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you spend the whole film wondering who's about to turn into a zombie. Who's in that?
Jack Black.
Cameron Diaz, isn't it?
Cameron Diaz. Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet, yeah.
And who's the other? There's another man in it. Another one.
Jude Law.
Is Jack it Jude
Black?
Law?
Jack Black and Jude Law.
Yeah. Oh, is Jack Black? Right, I missed Jude Law.
It's a good cast, isn't it?
It's all right, yeah.
It's a terrible film.
It's really boring.
Yeah.
It's just really boring.
At what point in a zombie remake does Jack Black get to do some... Because he has to at some point.
2 or 3 minutes in?
Yeah, I think he's got to do something like tear off one of their heads and then play it on their spleen or something.
Yes,
on a zombie spleen.
Because in The Holiday is the prime example of Jack Black not being Jack Black. And then them giving him a scene where they go, yeah, do you Jack Black? Because he's in a DVD rental shop and he's like doing the soundtracks to films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Best bit of the film.
Do you think he demanded that he do that bit?
I think so. It's in his contract.
He's like, where's the Jack Black bit in this script?
Guys, you hired Jack Black. There's no Jack Black bit.
Every Jack Black film has a Jack Black bit.
On this film, it's the opening credits. He sings the opening credits. It's the holiday.
What I'd like to see, I know this is done before, is I'd like him to soundtrack the film. But also be in the film while soundtracking it. Has that been done?
So he's walking over, he's like...
There'll be a scene that he's not in, but he's actually on the sofa like playing the guitar and stuff.
It'd be quite good if he's not actually in the film at all as a cast, but he's constantly behind whoever the lead cast member is singing, wherever they travel.
Yeah, I really
enjoy
that.
He's just always just in the background, or you just catch half of him off camera singing.
Will he be like a vocal hype man? Will he sing the end of other people's sentences?
Why not? So would anyone watch 90 minutes of Jack Black singing and moving his eyebrows than watch The Holiday?
Yeah, I'd almost watch him just not doing anything rather than The Holiday.
Yeah.
I think if he was just slowly decaying, in fact, that could be the day of the dead, if he's just slowly, we all are.
We all are, right now. Yeah, it's not just Jack Black.
I am quite rapidly, like just right now, just today.
Are you doing an intense bit
just
of decaying
really
today?
Just really going for. I forgot to do 3 days in a row of decaying,
oh, no.
So I'm now having to speak up a bit.
I hate that.
It's a bad day to decay, isn't it?
That's it. Absolutely.
You are dying hard today.
I am dying right, really hard. But it's all right today. I've planned for it, so it's fine.
Jack Black has to be the one that turns into a zombie, right? Out of them.
Yeah. He'd be the best at being a zombie.
Who survives?
Do you think he'd be the best?
Oh, but it'd be good for Jack Black to survive. Because people wouldn't expect it. Like, Jude Law goes first. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
Jude Law could go first.
Yeah.
And there was, it was Windsor, isn't it, the other one?
Yeah.
She'd be a good zombie. She could be a good terrifying zombie.
Yeah, like a thespian zombie.
Yeah. She'd get all, like, serious and talk about drowning and boats and stuff. I can't remember what happened.
That's mostly what she does, yeah.
Yeah, I just assume that's what she does.
You can't remember what happened in Titanic?
I just sort of,
I don't want to spoil it for you, mate.
It was very traumatic. It's a PTSD, I've got rid of it.
Tiernan watches it, and when it hits the iceberg, he's like, what?
What's going on? I didn't expect this bit. Damn, not again.
It's Holiday of the Dead.
Have you got another one?
What about this one? The Great Gatsby movie.
Oh,
lots
movie?
Of jazz in both. Lots of jazz in both of them.
Is there?
So you know B movie?
Yeah, is there jazz in B movie?
Isn't there's that famous line from B movie that's a meme where it's like, do you like jazz? That's the thing, isn't it? It's a famous meme.
Got no clue whatsoever.
It's a famous meme. Someone did like, you know those films where it's like the B movie, but instead of it's just him saying, do you like jazz? Sped up. And then there's like, he says, do you like jazz? It's a thing. It's a meme from about 2 years ago, guys. I can't believe you're not keeping up to date with
me. So they do like a B.B. King joke. I know that's blues, but it still feels like
that's
it's fine. Appropriate.
Quite possibly.
We could do that if they haven't.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Save it for later, guys. Don't tell anyone.
So the Great Gatsby movie. What's happening here?
Just for the record, Jane has actually suggested two. The other one's Pride, Prejudice and Zombies. Again, bees. She's fixated with
is she
bees.
A beekeeper? We talked about creepy crawly films recently. And prior to recording this, Tiernan grabbed me by my collar.
It was that violent.
Me up against the wall and was like, you're a fucking idiot, Joel.
What?
Weren't you?
I mean, that was pretty much, it was exactly those words. Because you guys, on a previous show, said that there'd been no ant movies since Ants or The Bug's Life. What about Ant-Man, guys? It's got ant in the title.
We're pricks. Oh.
It's ridiculous. There's tons of ants in there and there's a man who's like an ant and has the power of ants.
It's probably the biggest ant film of all time.
It's so anty. It's like an anti-film.
This isn't the first time we've made a public apology on the podcast for something we got wrong. It's the first time we've said it to the person who's complaining. But we're sorry. You're right.
Man,
you're
I nearly threw my headphones on the floor in anger, stamped on my iPhone. What?
Nearly didn't come here today.
It was too much for me, man. Too much.
That's really dumb of us, Joel.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
Anyway, the Great Gatsby movie.
Yeah, you won that one? Rather than Pride, Prejudice and Zombies?
Well, that's too confusing because you're combining Pride and Prejudice. With the zombies.
Yeah.
And then also bees. With, what, zombie bees?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's...
There's a precedent in nature, isn't there, for insects to become zombified?
You get the zombie ants, yeah. Don't you? Because there's like a fungus that infects them and then makes them, basically controls their brain. It's really horrible.
Like,
but I don't know if you get bees.
The fish. There's a similar thing that gets into a fish, like a stickleback's brain.
Oh, yeah, and it makes on it their swim, tongue, doesn't it?
It makes like... it swim... No. So it incubates inside this fish, and when it becomes too big for the fish, it makes the fish swim out of cover so that a bird will eat it so that it can then infect the bird.
That's really terrifying.
Isn't that mad?
And then does something eat the bird and then get infected?
We
and something
eat the bird.
And then eventually you've got like a crazy elephant.
Crazy so elephant?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's terrifying.
And then if the elephant meets a blue whale... It's the end of the world. Apparently, the world will end.
The world ends when the biggest animal becomes zombified.
Yeah,
that would be terrifying. Well, yeah, because at the moment, blue whales just eat tiny little plankton. If they went for brains, oh man, imagine!
Oh man!
They're like coming up to the beaches trying to eat humans.
Yeah, like when they're beached, like, and people are like trying to roll them back in the sea, they're just like biting arms off. They sound like zombies. Whale song sounds like zombies.
Zombies of the sea.
Brains. That's it. It's a whole man blue planet. And those guys are lucky to have survived. They could have all got done. David Attenborough could be infected. That's why he's lived so long.
End of the Titanic, couple of whales under there just sweeping up the people that were in the water.
That's what happened. See, that's why it's so hard to remember.
I'm so confused. I don't know where we are anymore.
Zombies,
bee.
And Great Gatsby's. The Great Gatsby has to fight off zombies with all his fancy jazz walking. Because it's the only thing that will...
Walking.
I can't. I don't know what's happening.
Have you seen
Gatsby?
The Great Gatsby?
No, I've never read it either.
His secret weapon.
It's mostly about how he jazz walks.
That's what I was hoping. It's Tobey Maguire, isn't it? Yeah. Just doing he jazz walks in Spider-Man 3. It's the worst
he
thing.
He does.
About, like, that ruins the entire
and yet,
film.
You've got to assume that the people that cast The Great Gatsby hadn't seen Spider-Man 3, because if they'd seen him do his previous jazz walking,
they'd have gone, no, they
wouldn't have let anyone near it.
That is true.
In the audition, they were very apprehensive, and he had to reassure them that he's done a lot of practicing of jazz walking since.
Yeah.
He's been training.
Day in, day out. In between that film, he did about the horse or whatever it was. Jazz walking on a horse.
Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit, that's it. Did that have jazz in it? Because horses do jazz dancing, don't they, in that Olympic thing? You get on a horse and you make them do all jazzy steps.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, look at my jazzy horse.
Are you trying to suggest that there's some sort of conspiracy theory that all Tobey Maguire films have jazz in it?
I really would hope that's the case. And if they haven't got that, I would like to see that from now on. And I'd like to get to a point where Tobey Maguire's like, please, can I just do something else? Like, no, you have to do the jazz. In this World War One drama that we're doing, you have to do the jazz walking.
You know those videos that you see on the internet that are...
Jazz walking videos.
Of like superhero fitness regimes and stuff. They're all over.
No.
Do you not?
What? Why do superheroes need fit? Because they're just all like... Yeah.
Jason Momoa like had to do this crazy workout regime.
These videos are directly linked
regime.
To your search history.
Do you guys not search?
Yeah, we're not getting served up Jason Momoa's superhero workout.
Like, I'm really bothered by this because like superheroes don't need to do a workout because they're superheroes, and that's kind of like...
No, the actors...
Yeah, but then don't call it a superhero workout. Call it like an actor who plays a superhero. Because I feel like that's deceiving. Like, if I want to see Aquaman do a workout, I expect it to be like 400 feet under sea where he's fighting a zombie blue whale. Like, come on, give us some, you know?
Yeah, you don't want Aquaman doing lengths.
That's it. It's boring. It's really boring,
isn't it? That would be rubbish.
It really just feels like it shatters the dream. It ruins the illusion.
In a world where superheroes exist, do you think they're on Instagram and are vain enough to post workout videos and selfies in front of the mirror after...
I think some and some. Like, Iron Man's obviously going to be on all the social medias.
Yeah. And I reckon, like, Spider-Man takes photos anyway. But, like, clearly you'd do some from, like, hanging upside down. Like, you'd get some good angles and some good lighting, wouldn't you?
The filters you put on those.
Absolutely, man.
He's got to be careful, though, because he's a professional photographer by day. So if the photos are too similar, they might work it out through that.
I think he's a professional photographer.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, we know who that is then. The only professional photographer in New York.
That is true. That is true.
The link they're more likely to make is when they see Spider-Man jazz walking.
That's true. He's just got too many jazz walking gifs going on. Here's me Charlestoning again.
Hang on, there's only other one guy in this city that jazz walks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've got one from Martin here, which is just Kaplunk the movie.
Oh, man.
Martin's asking a lot of us.
I'd like that to be a giant building where, like, aliens are pulling out bit of it. And people have to try and keep the building up for as long as possible.
I like
that. Oh, no, that's Jenga, isn't it? Fuck.
But it's close enough.
No, so...
To give the Kaplunk element, there is a really valuable thing at the top of the building that they need to get to the bottom safely whilst these aliens are pulling out in a weird way. Because Kaplunk's the sticks.
Yeah, but the aim of Kaplunk is to keep the ball in there.
So you've got to keep the ball at the top. Yeah. The aliens are pulling bits out and they're like...
We're putting sticks in to keep them...
Yeah.
up high, because it has to stay up high because it's radioactive.
You know, everyone here knows how to take a plunk, right?
Yeah, you've got to pull the sticks out and to keep the ball in the top. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But the problem is...
There's a lot of games that involve pulling things out and stopping things falling over. Do you know what I mean?
The problem is...
Yeah, Jenga,
Kaplunk. Kaplunk, that's it, that's two. Yeah, that's a lot of them.
That's
more than one. Yeah. I mean, I'm going for a very vague version of a lot, but...
You didn't promise us numbers at the beginning. What is the aliens' motivations to pull out the bits of the building but also keep the thing at the top? No.
Because is it going to have sticks in it? Because if it sticks, maybe the aliens need like toothpicks. Maybe they're really big, they need toothpicks.
Yeah.
Or they need like, maybe they're doing like a big cheese and pineapple porcupine hedgehog thing for their party.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's a load of sticks on that planet Earth. Let's go and get them.
Holding up that
and
device.
Everyone's like, you can't take those sticks. It's holding up the sacred ball. And then like everyone's, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if there's aliens taking sticks, we can have a sacred ball.
Is this part of the film universe that Battleship took place in?
Yeah, it's part of the board game universe. Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't there a Tetris film? Or there was going to be, wasn't there?
I think someone actually owns the rights to it. And, like, Monopoly and all that kind of jazz.
I'm fairly... Wow. Hasbro. Sorry.
No, but Hasbro aren't going to make the movie, are they?
Or is it Mattel?
MB aren't going to go into the Hollywood business.
Lego managed it. I mean, I know...
Boggle
Lego's
the movie.
But you sort of... I'd like MB to try and do it.
Trivial Pursuit, the movie.
What was the Game of Life? Was that MB?
I love the Game of Life.
Yeah, man. Be a winner at the Game of Life.
Yeah.
Have a car. Get a car, have a baby, wasn't it? But that'd make a great film.
Yeah, the goal of the Game of Life is to have a relatively mundane life.
It's just live as good a life as possible.
But then you could have, like sort of Bruce Willis in Bad Day to Die Hard, he's trying to have a mundane life and win the Game of Life, but no!
Aliens are putting sticks out of a building.
Aliens with sticks, yeah, and zombie whales.
I quite like the idea of a board game universe.
Yeah, whatever. Cluedo is a film. No, it's called Clue.
Oh, yeah.
There's a film called Clue, which is
Risk.
A mystery.
You can have Risk. I mean, that's a lot of films, I suppose, isn't it?
Yep.
That's a lot of films already. And Trivial Pursuit. There's I gotta get my whole cheese and my whole pizza.
So it's a man who's got to get an entire wheel of cheese that's been separated across the continents, and he needs
through
to use
riddles.
through riddles and questions.
Guardians have got each piece, and he'll only get past with various riddles. You have to have a sphinx in there. There's always a sphinx when there's a riddle.
Well, that's Kaplunk the movie.
Thanks. Have you got another film for us, John?
What about this one from Mike? Full Metal Jacket Potato.
Oh, wow.
Someone's cooked it with the foil on. They've got a mouthful...
In the microwave, I hope.
No, they're not mad. And they've forgotten to take the foil off.
Thanks.
That's quite good. And also, and if it's in a wartime situation, people assume it's some sort of bomb.
No, I'm liking this.
So it's causing a widespread panic because there's this kind of unknown metal object... Mm-hmm. That seems to steam is coming off it.
Yeah.
And they don't know what's going on. And there's some crackling. They're like, could this explode? And they have to call in all the team. And it's and then eventually, when they find out it's just potato, they have to find the person who did that. And he has to go on, he or she has to go on the run because of a potato. And they have to gain an alias. They have to try and pretend they're someone that's never eaten potatoes. And they don't even know what a potato is. It's tricky, isn't it? But that's what... I mean, how do they do that? Tune in, right? Go see the film. How do you pretend you've never had a potato before?
The worst part is, Joe, it's an inconvenient day. It was a bad day for him to die hard. Can believe it.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
A classic.
Yeah.
Jacket Potato, a dinner classic. Mm. I think it's great.
Double classic.
Full Metal Jacket's the Kubrick one.
Yeah.
Apocalypse Now is the...
Not Kubrick one.
It's the...
A Platoon?
Coppola.
Is another one.
Sorry, right. So, the interesting thing about Full Metal Jacket is it's very much a film of two halves. There's...
Like a jacket potato. Is that what you're saying?
How is a jacket potato a thing of two halves?
Because you cut it in two halves and you put... Yeah. How would you put cheese on it?
Hang on, John. I've got some serious questions about how you prepare and eat jacket potatoes.
Do you just eat it like an apple? Do you just like get num num num, I just have this jacket potato and you...
Or do you slice it?
Or do you put a straw in it and try really hard to suck out all the insides? And why does this hurt so much?
John, talk us through. Talk in a fair bit of detail how you prepare and eat a jacket potato.
You know that, unfortunately, the truth is that I just didn't understand the concept. I thought it was like...
Have you never had a potato before? Because if so, we have got a role for you.
No, because I thought when you said it's like a dish of two halves, I thought you meant like the consumption of it was in two halves.
So yeah, you have like a savoury half, and then you have a dessert half.
a dessert potato.
You can have this half with cheese mince, this half with custard.
Whipped cream.
That's what they did with pasties, isn't it? In the mines. What?
Yeah, pasties.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
What?
Yeah. I was before you said in the mines. I was thinking like it was some sort of Greg's thing that they were doing.
Cornish Pasty Company. If you're hungover, lovely meal pasty.
So full metal jacket potato.
Oh, I mean, we're
does he fight in Vietnam?
Does it, wait, who the potato or the guy that doesn't know about potatoes?
Is the potato a war vet?
Ignoring Mike's, there's a fun idea in just Full Metal Jacket, like a man who's in a war film.
Isn't that Iron Man?
That is Iron Man.
Or any film about knights.
Full Metal Outfit.
It's just like First Knight.
Yeah, you're right.
You could have Full Metal Jacket Potato, the potato could be a war veteran, and like he's really like well known and loved as being a potato that saved everyone, but then someone tries to bake him, and that becomes a hostage thing. And the potato's got, people have to try and save the potato.
Yeah, if you don't, I'm turning up the oven by 2 degrees for every minute you don't get the money to me.
So that's it. Yeah.
We're anthropomorphizing potatoes.
Yeah, man. Is that Mr. Word? Potato Head?
Yeah. Mr. Potato Head is a Vietnam War hero.
I lost my eye.
Yeah, and he's
here it is.
And he's Full Metal Jacket because he's had so many like body parts replaced with metal pieces.
Oh wow! Yeah. So this is like an iron potato.
Yeah. Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
I like this film a lot more now.
Yeah, so
do I. Yeah, definitely. I'm up for this.
Should we move on to ours?
Let's pitch. So at this point, Tiernan, and we're going to pitch you our ideas.
Okay.
And they will be invariably much worse than the ones you've just heard.
All right, I'm looking forward to this.
Who wants? Should I go first?
Yeah.
So mine's Buffalo, the movie. I see it as like a Pixar thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's a buffalo goes to the place Buffalo to bully a buffalo who's from the place
who's
Buffalo.
From the place Buffalo,
Oh, so the original buffalo isn't from Buffalo.
Well, watch the film.
No, because he can't be, because why would he go to Buffalo?
Aren't there two places called Buffalo? That's the whole point
There's
of the Buffalo, Buffalo,
Buffalo.
Buffalo. The original buffalo is from somewhere called Buffalo, there's another place called Buffalo.
Why would they have a buffalo beef?
Hey, come on. We're having that, aren't we? Very good question. What's their beefalo? Why would two buffalo fall out?
Long distances.
Because they're both campaigning for their area to be called Buffalo. They want theirs to be the Buffalo capital.
Nice.
They want theirs to be the big buffalo. And the other one's like, no, we're the biggest buffalo.
This
and
is like
you,
being
haven't
on the...
you heard? And then like, they have some big
haven't
fight.
You?
Yeah.
This is a bit like being on the Today programme, isn't it? I can imagine John Humphrey saying, Tiernan, why would two buffaloes fall out?
And then I'd have to not actually answer the question. Like, the thing is, lots of people do like buffaloes and they are important to society, buffaloes, but it's a lot of money catering for buffaloes. And so there is no easy solution to the buffalo problem, but we will endeavour to do something that pleases all sides.
That's good.
We're listening to lots of buffaloes.
Yeah.
Is it like Pink Floyd, where they've got two touring bands? It's like, you know, I can't think of their names. Roger Waters and the other one. They're touring at the same time. So you've got like Buffalo's Buffalo, and then you've got the original Buffalo from Buffalo.
Whoa. You could also, like, what if you had the story of a young buffalo who's been named after all his grandparents?
Buffalo.
So he's called Buffalo.
Well, they're just
buffalo,
middle
buffalo,
names.
Buffalo. Yeah. Like, his parents were really unoriginal, but we're like, we want to name you after your father, Buffalo, and his father before him, Buffalo. And then he's like, I want to be called Jim or something. And then it's his, like, battle to change family tradition.
It's like a courtroom drama.
Yeah.
A buffalo called Jim.
We need to teach the kids about stuff like that, I guess.
What stuff?
Just the right to change your name.
Kids, that's really important stuff you need to know, right? There are buffaloes out there who aren't being called the names they want. And this is not right.
Kids, sit down. It's time to learn a hard lesson about life.
I assume Tiernan's against this concept. If you're in the film, you'd be one of the haters, because you seem obsessed with nominative determinism with the whole, like, Lawrence Fishburne and Fox stuff.
Yeah.
You want him to stay as Buffalo, not be Jim.
I don't know, man. I also like an under buffalo. If they can win me over with the story, then I would still support his cause.
You'll be the conflicted
one. Also, he'd still have buffalo as a surname.
Jim Buffalo.
Yeah, Jim Buffalo. It sounds like a good bourbon.
You play. It does. You're a. What animal would you like to be in this animated film?
I'm trying to think what would be appropriate to a buffalo's. What life. Are the, like, I'll birds be a prairie that... dog or something.
Oh yeah, lovely. Oh yeah, that's good. So you're a prairie dog and you're his best mate and you're against the change, but at the end you come round because you just want Jim to be happy in his skin, his hide.
Yeah, I like that.
And what's the prairie dog called? Dog.
Yeah, Doug.
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 Doug sounds like something from the '90s, isn't it? Hey, this is Doug Dog.
Doug Dog.
It's like a Nickelodeon cartoon, isn't it?
Would you John, like what's yours?
I'm a big fan of the Hood films. Kidulthood, Adulthood, Brotherhood, Boys in the Hood.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, Little Red Riding Hood. Where do you think we can take the Hood franchise?
Neighbourhood.
Neighbourhood's all right.
Yep.
Knighthood.
Knighthood.
Good.
Boyhood. Boyhood would be one of the ones that already exists.
Yeah.
How do we get Robin Hood, the kid from Boyhood, the guys from the trilogy, Boys in the Hood, and Little Red Riding Hood, knighted?
Oh, wow.
God, I don't really know
that was too many
that.
People, yeah, wasn't
that was,
it?
That was a lot to process.
What about... It's kind of like Shrek-y, isn't it? Apart from the, like, there's more, like, gang stuff.
I remember there being quite a lot of gang stuff.
Issues in Kidulthood or know, those films to be resolved by Robin Hood, who comes into the sort of disadvantaged communities in order to stop all the violence between young people with his awesome archery skills and feathered cap.
Thank you so much.
And as a result, everyone gets knighted.
Yeah.
Because they cleaned up the community and brought milk back to the youth centre.
Which is what they're crying out for.
It's absolutely what everyone needs.
All of this was true and correct, and thank you so much, Tin. One thing he didn't mention is that it's the animated fox from the Disney Robin
Hood. Mate, the best one.
Yeah.
It's the best. That's what I want, because, you know, like, Disney have bought 21st Century Fox.
Yeah.
I want them to change the logo to the Disney fox from Robin Hood.
Is it also the fox that rapped in the earlier film that we pitched? Because that would appeal to the kids.
Oh, man. Let's just bring this fox in more stuff. He can be in Holiday Against Zombies.
Hang on. Fantastic Mr. Fox and Beats and Where to Find Them.
Close enough.
Whoa.
Played by Redman.
Yeah, of course. Eddie Redman.
Redman. Okay.
Someone's going to have a difficult job photoshopping Eddie Redman together.
Wait. I had a point. Sorry, guys. Everyone's waiting for me.
Yeah, I was going to say it was, but it felt tense. So I was excited.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It felt like John had suddenly realised that, like, maybe everything he does is kind of futile, didn't it? It felt like that was it. Like, that was the end of John. Like, he would now become a Buddhist monk, and I'd have to, like, try and recruit you to do this podcast with me.
Sorry, guys, wow. and just walk out and never speak to anyone ever again.
But you wouldn't be able to say sorry, guys, because you'd have to leave, and we'd have to assume what your life would be. And then it would be like another, and then people say, oh, that's another great film. We're like, no, it's John's life.
Yeah, it's actually, guys, actually, please, can you help us find John?
It's actually John's life.
Finding John Harris.
Now I have to keep all of this in. Oh, thanks, guys. As a monk.
Speaking as a monk.
whilst I'm practicing my monkery. I don't know.
I wish the term was monkery, man. what are these guys up to? Some crazy monkery. The Shaolin Buddhist just doing some monkery.
So mid monkery, some ninjas appear, and it's just not the right day for me. Could have done without it.
Can you wait till Thursday?
Right, Tiernan. Frankly, this week's episode.
We're sorry.
Normally at this point we'd ask you to suggest which you thought was the best one, but it's all kind of been just one big film.
Yeah, so can't we merge them all into a three-part trilogy? We get Peter Jackson directed, and each film can be like 5 hours long, with 12 endings.
I'm into it. 15 hours of a rapping fox.
Absolutely. What you could do is you could have the first one as Fantastic Beats.
Yeah.
But in the end, during the credits, there's like a little clip of a zombie blue whale. And like
to be continued.
Yeah. And then the second one's the holiday zombie thing, so you know zombies are coming.
Yeah.
And then in the break of that, there's like a little clip of some guys in hoods.
With a buffalo.
A buffalo in a hood.
Playing kaplunk.
And there's something going on. And then the third film is all the hoods, but then all the zombie people come in, and then the blue whale emerges, and then they've got to have some fantastic... Like, basically, it all comes together like Avengers Infinity Buffalo.
And Bruce Willis is in it.
Yeah. Always, but constantly going, nah, not today.
Guys, today of all days.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay, oh no. Oh, damn.
Thank you, Tiernan.
Thanks for having
me. That was lots of fun. Now you can plug your wares and stuff now.
I don't have any wares. Oh, no, wait, no, I do. Otherwise I'd be naked, wouldn't I? I'm wearing some jeans.
We didn't want to mention it.
And that's it. My wares, I do lots of things. Listen to my podcast. It's called Partly Political Broadcast, and all I do is complain about the world, but with jokes in it. And then I talk to clever people all about the politics. And otherwise, my new comedy special is about to be on nextupcomedy.com, which is a really good website for UK comedy specials, and that's going to come out at some point.
Awesome.
This week. Yeah, that's called exciting. Miserably Happy, so check that out.
We will link to all of that in the bio of this show, and we'll tweet about it and all that kind of jazz.
Thank
as well.
You.
Was that the one you recorded at 2 North Down?
It was indeed.
I was there, so I
were
can
you?
Verify that it was a very, very good
oh,
show.
I didn't
so
know
you
were there.
Check
Thanks
it out.
For coming. That's
no
nice,
worries.
Isn't
That's
it?
The guy who boos at 30 minutes.
He's yeah. the one that threw stuff. He's the one that walked out in silence, and we yeah. didn't know why.
The lights went off halfway through the show.
Yeah, there was a really... We've edited that out, but it was really weird. I know I kind of wanted to leave it in, but it just would have been really boring for viewers to not see anything. All the lights went out for no... Like, the whole building had a power cut for, like, just for, like, 2 minutes in the middle. And then it was very weird.
You sure you weren't at a gong show?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe they got... Hang on, he's done half an hour. Get off. You're meant to do fine.
That would be the greatest gong show ever if you managed half an hour, wouldn't it?
That would be pretty... You'd pretty much smash it. Years ago, I won it 3 times, and then I felt like a king, and then I lost it 3 times, and I was like, I need to leave now because I've balanced out.
Yeah.
I can't lose it more times than I've won it, that would be...
You were neutral at that point.
Yeah, that's it. I've essentially never gonged now as a result.
Oh, same.
We've never gonged.
So there you go. Sweet.
Cool. And on that note, Tiernan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And that brings us to the end of the show. And what fun it was. And we know it's the end of the show because there is a rat-tat-tat at the studio door. And who else could it be other than Eddie Redman?
Oh, mate, no, no, it's not a good day to die hard today. No, no, no.
Do yep. Do yep, do yep, do yep, do yep, do yep, do yep, do yep,
I bet he's had that a lot.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, no one's ever thought of that before.
Oombop actually doesn't sound as close to do yep as I remember now that I've said them next to each other.
I don't think anyone's done that before. I mean, he's going to listen. He'll let us know. Tiernan is a lovely man.
Fact.
That's all I want to say on the matter.
Yeah.
I rate him. I respect him.
All the respect.
Yeah.
All the props.
I've got no respect left, so I've given it all to Tiernan. Yeah. He's a good egg.
How many eggs do you think you have a week?
This is a good question. I want to shame someone right now. A friend of yours and mine, Jack Clariman, is currently eating 8 egg mayo sandwiches a week. That's not right, is it?
What?
And he's eating his first one at about 7 a.m. every day.
What?
How are you feeling about that bit of information?
Eight a week?
8 egg mayos a week. In the week, he's eating them at around... No, he doesn't make them. They're shop bought.
You know, like
he hasn't got some sort of factory set up.
You know how you see on Instagram people like, batch cooking for the week, and just boiling 12
vats
eggs.
Vats of egg mayo. But that's a problem, isn't it? Do you eat 8 of anything a week?
I probably eat 8 eggs in total a week. I'm quite an
you love
egg,
an egg
heavy man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, once I had 4 eggs in the same breakfast, and I thought that's the line, I think, 4.
Yeah?
I officially decided.
Yeah. In what form?
I can't remember.
Or omelette, surely. You're not having 4 poached eggs. That would be madness.
Right, I think I might have... So I was hungry, but I didn't have too much bread. So I had 4 4 boiled eggs and soldiers made from 1 piece of toast.
I hate that.
I was having to be so sparing with the
That's
bread.
That's awful. Why did you do that to yourself? I don't want to have too much bread, so I'll be healthy. Just the 4 boiled eggs.
Is that not right? Is that
I think
low carbs, high protein, bare gains?
Part of the rocks regime, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's egg mayo.
What's your general view on eggs?
Big fan. Took me a little while to come around to them, though. I, like, didn't really eat eggs until, like, late teens.
Yeah.
And then I thought, these are great. And I like them. There's not a form I won't take an egg in.
But not 8 egg mayo sandwiches a week.
Oh, egg mayo. No, I'll tell you why. Because there's other sandwiches.
Why 8 out of interest? I can't work it out.
You must have.
Because 10 would make sense. Breakfast and lunch every weekday.
I think there's a double day in there somewhere.
Oh, so he's having 1 every day, and then on Sunday he treats himself to 2.
Yeah,
like for dinner, like a Sunday roast, he has an extra one.
I'm genuinely really worried about his health.
That can't be where we end this episode.
Why not? An intervention. Right, Jack, stop eating egg mayo sandwiches.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.